All right, let's get it going. All right, peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Worldwide, you know what I mean? Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to get everything organized. Salute to Conspiracies for You. I'm going to be showing a compilation that they put together. Their YouTube channel is called Conspiracies for You. If you guys want to check out their channel, let me get y'all right up here on the screen. Let me see what's going on, because I can't see with the lettering and all of that. Oh, it won't let me move. Okay, there we go. Alrighty. Salute to Conspiracies for You. They have a channel where they put together segments. That's where I got the last video from, the underground tunnels. They on YouTube. If you want to check them out, it's called Conspiracies for You. I don't believe there's a space in it. But check out their channel. They got a lot of good stuff on there. Before I shout y'all out, I do want to say something. I just want to give y'all some words of encouragement, if I can. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to be honest. I know everybody's going through tough times financially, mentally, you know what I'm saying, spiritually, you know, around this time of the year. But, you know, we can't give up. You know what I'm saying? We can't give up. And the reason why I say this is because a lot of people may not have a direction in where they want to go in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like, you know, finding your purpose is very important. Now, when I started this channel, or I always had it, but when I started doing my videos, you know, I didn't know that this would, you know, go in the direction that it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought I was going to be a rapper or a producer or something like that. And, you know, the universe directed me to, you know, give y'all information. So I say that to say this, like, you know, if you got an idea, right, that you want to do in life, don't let your family, your friends, people around you, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whoever, don't let people discourage you or make you feel like, you know, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a dream to do something, or if it's a vision to do something, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Just do it. Don't let people distract you or deter you. Oh, that shit is never going to work. Don't fall for that. Just do what you feel. You know what I'm saying? I contemplated doing these videos for at least a year before I actually, you know, went out and began to do these videos. You know, so don't ever give up on, you know, what you really want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be rapping, acting, you know, modeling, whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Just find your purpose and make sure it's going to benefit the world. You know what I'm saying? Either in a negative way, a positive way, however, you know what I'm saying? Just do it to your heart's content. You know what I'm saying? So don't give up, man. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of y'all in the comments. Y'all always, you know, leave comments, you know, saying that it's tough right now for y'all. And I'm going through it too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through it too. So, you know, I just want to let y'all know that. But salute to y'all. Okay, so on, this is the latest video we got on the Patreon, the Jehovah Witness cult inside their secret pedal database. All right, now this is probably one of the, one of my favorite videos that I did, because as far as with research goes, you know, a lot of people are unaware about the Jehovah Witness religion and the things that go on inside of it. You know, I always bomb on the Catholics and stuff like that, but the Jehovah Witnesses also have some hidden agendas within their group as well. And then this is another video I did about the Vril Society, the Black Pope, Nikola Tesla and NASA's Dirty Tricks. All right, now I'm not going to be talking about any of this today. We're going to keep it focused on hip hop. But if you guys would like to sign up to the Patreon, the link is in the description below. All right, and yeah, man, appreciate y'all, man. Word up. So let's get this off the screen. Shout y'all out real quick, and then we're going to start the show. Guess 187, what's popping? Hot Commodity, what's going on? Icy Blue. He said, guess what he said? Guess 187, my bad, I butchered the hell out your name, dog. He said, peace, J, mad respect, keep up the good work. Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? I try, this shit, it's a lot of work, bro. You know what I'm saying? As far as with editing and all that, it's a lot of work. Mo Green was cracking. Soul Truth was goody, man. Tristan Keenan, the billionaire mindset was popping. Kilo Savage. Savage. Kilo Savage. All right, pop, what's popping, Kilo? What's popping, man? Epiphany, what's popping? Jay Stacks, what's good, man? Yeah, man, we on the live joint. Eric Terenz, Dog Migo. Yahawashi, Disciple, Yakalashi, Kolakura. Shalawam, what's popping, my dude? You know what I'm saying? I probably said that last name wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, Arnold. Arnold is in the building. What's popping? Josie, what's popping? Name on the check. He said, love the lives. Which you could drop that intro with it. Yeah, man. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do a video one day for y'all and show y'all how to operate OBS Studios or Streamlabs. You know what I'm saying? It's really easy. You know what I'm saying? It really is easy to do this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to do a video one day about that. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow or something. Oh, I'm dropping a video for y'all too on YouTube. Tomorrow as well. Tania, what's good? Good evening from the UK. What's popping? Simi Queen. All right, what's popping? Simi Queen. Michelle Lane. What's going on? Mar R. What's going on? Tiger Jackson. 5-5 Felicia Day. Good day. How you doing? Vladimir Francois. Sac Passe. Naboule. Vladimir. What's popping? Scotty J. Ghostface. What's popping? John Park. Cheryl Edwards. Dwayne Thompson. Oh, this shit didn't skip down the damn thing. All right. Mia Morris was popping. Rika Velli, Dog Star. K. Noel was popping. Blackhawk King, Course Draven. Oh, so this is what we're going to do. So I got a video to show y'all. Now, y'all know I'm not going to let my foot up off the industry's neck. Y'all know this. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to step on every rapper until there's no more rappers. Okay? I'm going to keep bombing on them. Every time. There's not going to... Oh, Jay, come on, stop doing video. No. All right, I don't care if it's an old school rapper. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I don't care. So, salute the, like I said, conspiracies for you. Now, I got a few videos to show y'all today. All right, but first and foremost, is going to be a collage of videos. Now, we know these rappers, right, that sign these record deals and all of this crap, right? They basically put their soul on the line for fame and fortune, okay, to destroy humanity. That's all they're doing it for. They're not doing it for no other reason. They get paid to send kids to hell. Let's be real here. Let's be real. They get paid to send kids to hell. All right? Every last one of these jokers up on the screen, all right, gets paid to send children, okay, and grown adults to hell. All right? To hell. Now, what I'm going to show is going to be a little crazy. All right, but I just need y'all to pay attention. Remember I said I was going to show y'all a video with some clips, you know what I'm saying, that was a little crazy, some new-ish? Yeah. Yeah, man. This is crazy. This is crazy. All right? This is crazy. Miss Mocha K, where the you been at, Miss Mocha K? Malia 420 was popping. Alright, man, let's get to this video though. This shit sucks.
That we use it like in terms of getting paid, it's like the biggest thing and own all your art.
Yeah, because the land is the mind industry that I chose to be a part of. So it's like I accept that I'm in a way, but don't be a dominant at the same time. You gotta understand they're using me as entertainment. And this shit becomes self-destruction too. Because I ain't no entertainment. You know, some shit can be spoke on. Why? My good shit is to be continued.
Is in terms of like
entertainment to me, you know?
We found out that my trainer was a MK Ultra Canadian intelligence.
He worked in the defense research and development in the Canadian military, essentially working on PSYOPs in the Canadian military. This is Harley Pasternak.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, look, they tried to medicate me. I was exhausted. They wrongly diagnosed me. And when I asked them, how much lithium did you want to put me on exactly? It took them 4 days to answer because they were embarrassed about the amount, right? And I refused to take this, right? You understand that if I had taken the medication, I would not be here and it would have been, woe is, he was deeply troubled. We miss him. We love his music, though.
Well, they would have Britney Spears too. I mean, look at
they would have Michael Jackson.
Or worse, yeah.
So, look, I guess what.
The hell he doing in Kanye hotel room? Look.
Wow.
A certain level. You're an artist, you're an entertainer, you're an athlete, you are a multimillionaire, billionaire, you have a high level of influence where anything that you say can change the perception, change the direction of the masses and what they're going to do, how they think, how they move. That's power, but it's also dangerous. They put a handler next to him to keep him in check. Harley Pasternak is a former Department of Defense special agent in the Canadian government. Number one, he's a nutritional scientist for the Department of Defense in the Canadian government. Wow. So he knows chemistry, how foods operate, but he knows certain drug techniques to use on human beings. He told Kanye, we're going to have a conversation, but we're not going to have a conversation where you're cursing or using profanity, and don't tell me about some stupid thing that your friend told you. The second option is, I can have you committed again. First of all, that's a threat to a psychiatric facility where you're going to be so doped up, playtime with the kids won't be the same. Wait a minute, you're the one that sent him to the psych ward in the first place. Now everybody can't say he's crazy. No, he is being handled by an agent who was sent to be right next to him to make sure that he doesn't get out of line. But Harley Pasternak also had other clients like Halle Berry, Jennifer Hudson, multiple clients. You need to look at this individual, and that is not somebody who should be around you. All of the artists, all of y'all, have someone around you who is being sat next to you, who was sent there to keep you under control. That is a guaranteed fact that I know. So you have to check all of the people around you and look at their military background if they have one. Look at their background to see what their area is when it comes to chemistry, their connections to hypnotists and hypnotherapy, all of this stuff. This is a very critical thing that we all should look at.
Followers, scroll down. Post with the private jet in it. The tail number is N999EH. Go to flight track N99EH. Landed in Nassau, Bahamas on Sunday, December 8th at 3:46 p.m., not Chicago, where he supposedly died. And if you go to his past flights, he has not been in Chicago the past week, not even the past fucking month. He left Melbourne because he had a tour in Australia at 9:55 a.m. on December 8th, landed in Shreveport, Louisiana at 10:59 a.m., took off from Shreveport at 12:39 and landed in Nassau at 3:46 p.m. on Sunday, December 8th, 2019.
Cloning has already started.
It has already started.
Back in the day, it used to cost $50,000. Who knows how much it costs now? If you ever notice a rapper first, everything's fine. Then something goes wrong. They get out of line. They end up in jail. They come back looking totally different. And it's up to us if we're going to let them play in our face or if we're going to go, that ain't him. And then speaking of they clone Tyrone, isn't Jamie Foxx part of that?
He came out looking. They were like, where's the tattoo?
Where's his tattoo on the back of his head?
They showed a picture of him.
He was in like McDonald's or Wendy's or some damn where. It looked like the clone was just testing itself out. Like, yeah, all right, I'm out. Let's see what's going on. I'm happy to be in the world. It seemed like the clone was literally testing himself out. But my thing is, where was the tattoo in the back of his head? And it just makes you wonder, like, do they do this shit to, like, play with us, to, like, see if we know, to see if we still dumb, to see how many of us are dumb, to see how many of us are brainwashed so they can know how many more to continue to brainwash?
What was that, Taylor?
We make music for a purpose.
It is music that by even the act of listening to it, you are participating in a satanic ritual.
Okay, Swifties, we all know by now that Zena LaVey, you know, the Satanist, but you heard what they were talking about. They said by even listening to the music, you partake in a satanic ritual. You ever heard of a rap sigil? Listen.
It's a thing where they, one, murder somebody, two, record the murder, three, chop the audio up and sample it, and return to the murder scene and rap where they murder somebody at. They put it on a mixtape, and that creates a sigil. They sell the mixtape, people listen to it, and boom, the sigil is charged, and they make a lot of profit from it.
Is this what Lil Uzi Vert was talking about at his concert?
Obviously, all y'all is going to hell, right with me. So, you heard the song a million times, and you didn't even know. That's up, but I still love.
It's crazy, because now them lyrics are starting to make sense. I don't really care if you cry. I just know you should have never lied. She said she's not afraid to die. Just a stretch. Now, one of the most well-known examples of this is from this song, Bad Things by Cults. And the background of this song is actually the infamous last speech of Jim Jones. You know, the cult leader who poisoned his entire cult. At certain points of the song, you can actually hear screams from the children in the cult. Scroll if you don't want to hear it. Now, J. Cole went on to sample this song and use it. Now, he claims that he had no knowledge of this, but it's too late now. Who knows the amount of songs that we've listened to not knowing the true meaning?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You got the top artists right now in the young genre. NBA Youngboy admitting that the music industry is demonic. That should ring a bell. Now, I know I said at the beginning of this video, you know, if you want to rap or do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just know, like I tell y'all all the time, just know that them people are going to approach you. All right, they're going to approach you, and it's up to you to make that decision to sell your soul or not. But if you choose not to sell your soul, you only gonna go but so far. When I see videos like that, just like what the guy RZA Islam was saying in the clip, right? I said that to y'all before. It's not gonna be some man, some red man with a pitchfork, you know, at a crossroad coming up to you with a suit on, like, hey, you want me to buy your soul and I make you rich? No. It's gonna be your stylist. It's gonna be your manager. It's gonna be your assistant. It's gonna be your limousine driver. It's going to be your bodyguard, your security guard. It's going to be your A&R, your executive, your producer, your engineer. That business, that music business is demonic. There's no way around that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, some people ask me, Jay, can I make it without, you know, doing a negative music? And I tell them straight up, I'm going to be honest with you, no. Unfortunately, no. Believe it or not, even, and I dropped a video on the Patreon in the community tab about Christian music. Even they have to bow down. I said this years ago. That song by Mary Mary, "Put the Shackles on My Feet So I Could Dance." I just want to praise you. But who are you praising? You didn't mention God the whole song. You didn't mention Jesus the whole song. You see? When people say, they get up on these award shows and they say, I just want to thank God. Well, which God? Which God are you talking about? You know, because Lucifer is the god of this world. He's the god of your industry. He's the god of music. So when you see these rappers, they try to throw you off by saying God. You know, I'm a firm believer in God. You know, I just want to thank God. Yeah, but who is your God? Now, y'all remember the young lady M.I.A. She sang that song, All I Wanna Do Is Take Your Money, right? She had a change of heart. And salute to Candace Owens, all right? I know a lot of people don't really like Candace Owens because she's very outspoken. But I have a lot of respect for her because she's honest. You know, and she stands firm on what she believes in. But she did an interview with MIA, and they spoke about the concept of selling your soul in the music business. Now, I'm going to play this clip for you guys. It's about 4 minutes long, and I'm going to play this clip, and I just want to show y'all that this music business ain't it ain't no joke. All right, it ain't no joke.
If you are a propagandist, if you agree to be a propagandist, this is your award. We'll put you on a cover and we'll make you more famous, and all you have to do is sell your soul. So my question for you is, why didn't you sell yours? You could be Madonna, you could be a billionaire today, you could be sitting cushy somewhere in Los Angeles. And
I guess it's the same reason my dad didn't. You know, my dad could have done the same thing. And it's just, you just have to say what's true. And I had this vision. And then it just like turned my creative world upside down for about 5 years.
What was the vision? So you're in the Caribbean.
I was in the Caribbean on the edge of a cliff. And it was just like, 1,000-foot drop to the ocean, and I had to sort of go and stay in this shack. You know, but that was the only place there. So it was me and my cousin and her son, and I was like, okay, we'll take it. There was no internet or electricity, but I started getting text messages, and I know that my data wasn't on to get Wi-Fi, like on the edge of a cliff kind of thing. I was getting these messages, and someone said, you're gonna die, you know? And I was like, it was like a threat. And then suddenly I started feeling very ill, and I believed it, you know? And then I just thought, that's fine. Like, you know, I've lived the life that I wanted and understood things and was kind of happy with what I've learned, you know? And so I just surrendered, and I was like, okay, that's fine. And if that was my time, that's fine. And just when I thought that, I had this vision. I had a vision of Jesus Christ. First of all, I want to say that my vision of Jesus was, he wasn't wimpy looking. Like, he didn't look like he was starving and had been hung on a cross for, you know, days. He looked really strong. And it was the strongest thing I've ever seen. And I was thinking, wow, I did not believe in Jesus or Christianity. And I don't believe that this person is going to save anyone. This person is not, and it's a concept, you know, this figure is not going to save humanity, you know. You want God to be like this insane concept or grandeur illustration, which no one can even perceive how to illustrate, you know. You cannot draw a man and say that's God and he's going to bring salvation. But then when I saw the vision, I was like, I totally believe it.
Now, the fact that this is what I be talking about. Now, this is exactly what I be talking about. Now, I'm going to reiterate what she said real quick, and then I'm going to read some of y'all comments. But she mentioned that she was on an island and she got a text message with no service on her phone. And the text message read that she was going to die. And she instantly gave her life to Jesus. She ain't had a hit song since. She ain't been on nobody album, nothing. I ain't heard nothing from MIA. I ain't heard nothing from her. Now, I am a little shocked. I did not know that her father was also in the industry. I didn't know that. I can't even lie and say I did. I didn't know that. But when I tell y'all, this industry is a spiritual industry. All right, there's no getting away from that. It's no getting away from that. You know what I'm saying? It's, yo, listen, the dude NBA Youngboy said in that clip I just showed y'all, it's a demonic industry. Demonic. Even he knows it, but he can't do nothing. He done sold his soul. A lot of these rappers, a lot of your favorite rappers, even the old school ones, have sold their soul. And they can't stop. They can't give up. They cannot give up. Alright? A lot of YouTubers sell their soul. They cannot give up. A lot of actors, basketball players, all right, they models, they sell their soul. If you go on Instagram and you see a person with a bunch of followers and a bunch of likes and they look like they live in the high life, 9 times out of 10, they sold their soul. And it ain't going to be no, like I told y'all before, it ain't going to be no Illuminati reaching out to you in your DMs on Instagram. That's a scam. If you send them money, you deserve to get jacked. You deserve to get robbed. All right? I'm just telling you this. Because they're going to ask you for some money eventually. All right? Everything comes with a price. Everything. Let's read some of y'all comments. Let's go up a little bit. Okay. So y'all talking about Candace Owens. They said Candace Owens, Shawn Michaels said Candace Owens plays both sides, man. I don't know. I can't, you know, give my personal opinion about Candace Owens, being that I'm on a public platform. You know, some people like her, some people don't. I really honestly feel that she's honest. You know, she's honest, unlike a lot of people these days. You know, she's very honest when she speaks, so I give her that. Let's go down. Naomi said, what the... She said, the fuck is this? Yeah, I know, right? Let's Let's keep going. Trace Destiny said, who is this talking? Fatal J, under your comment, actually answered that. He said that's the song. The song she made was about robbing people. Yeah, and in that very same song, she said Hollywood Skulls and Bones. Let me look up her lyrics. Let's do that. Oh, salute to Jerry Moore. Thank you, Jerry Moore, for the Cash App, my dude. I appreciate you, Jerry Moore. Yeah, let's look up M.I.A. Paper Planes. Look, lyrics. Cause in that song, she said Hollywood Skulls and Bones. Right. Okay, here we go. So in the second verse it says pirate skulls and bones, sticks and stones and weed and bongs, running when we hit them, lethal poison for the system. It was kind of like a rebellious song, but then it was giving a shout out to them people, you know. Yeah, them people. I'm gonna show y'all one more clip before I read y'all comments. But yeah, she did the song, M.I.A. did the song, Paper Planes. All I wanna do is bang, 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 and take your money. All I wanna do is bang, 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 that shit right there. She did that song. I ain't gonna lie, I actually like that song. You know what I'm saying? I actually like that song. You know, I like a lot of UK artists. A lot of UK artists. I got a song on my phone. And this song is crazy. It's a drill song. Hold on, I'm gonna put y'all on real quick. If you from the UK, you know what I'm talking about. Quang Face. The song is called Hi-Hats, Quang Face. Oh my goodness, man. That's K-W-E-N-G Face. No space in between. Hi-Hats. Oh my God, that song is crazy. And he's talking about taking a piss on people. It's just, I mean, even the UK drill is demonic. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Yeah, Ty 105 said, this all connected, son. Yeah, it's demonic, man. Said, YB is a puppet. Yeah, Lovely P said, glad she came to God. Because if she didn't, she'd be dead by now. How do you get a text message telling you on an island where you ain't getting no service that you about to die? That's some real spooky spiritual ish right there. I'm not even gonna lie to you. That's some real some real spooky ish right there. You know what I'm saying? And she started to feel sick and everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's crazy, man. Yeah, it said, Josie said, ah, Quang. Yeah, man, I like Quang, man. I don't know too much about him personally, but that song gets me pumped up in the gym. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to show y'all this last clip before I end the live. Now, to all my Hispanic people out there, I love y'all. My Puerto Ricans, my Dominicans, my Mexicans, El Salvadorians, Hondurans, who else? What else we got? Colombians. I love all my Hispanic people. I love everybody. I ain't gonna lie. White, black, brown, Asian, it don't matter to me. I'm not a racist. But I'm gonna show y'all this clip of Daddy Yankee, all right? Basically telling the whole crowd at his concert that he was giving his life. He done with the reggaeton. And mind you, it's so crazy, before I get into the video, that the whole genre of reggaeton is being sued right now. The whole genre is being sued. If you use a reggaeton beat, you're going to get sued. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get sued. I'm going to try to pull that video up. Maybe I could get it. But the whole genre of reggaeton is being sued for copyright infringement. Meaning that if you make a reggaeton beat right now, you going to get sued. Isn't that crazy? How can you sue a whole genre? How is that even possible? You know what I'm saying? How is that possible? Salute to Triflin. He said MIA had a song with Young Thug and Travis Scott in 2020, though. Well, I don't know. I don't know when she actually mentioned that this flight that she was on or this vacation she took actually happened. It could have happened afterward or before. But I haven't heard anything with her as of recently. Like, she's been very quiet. You know what I'm saying? So you could be right. I don't know. I don't know. But I appreciate you trifling. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she made it. She may have had a song. Maybe she was going to go on this trip before then. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? To hear that story was kind of crazy. Salute, Malia. Thank you. She said, thank you, Jay, for putting us on to the real ish. Salute. I got to, man. I got to, man. So, let me read y'all real quick. It said, Tania said trifling, the interview was done after that, maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? GLA said, who is suing? Oh, Dancehall. I'm going to get the clip for y'all. Matter of fact, let's do that right now. Let me download it real quick for y'all. And, yeah, because the whole genre of reggaeton is being sued by Dancehall. And I kind of find that to be strange, you know, but that's what they doing. You know what I'm saying? That's what they doing. Hold on. Give me a second, y'all. I'm going to download it, and then I'm going to share it with y'all. Yeah, but reggaeton is out the door. It's out the door right now, you know. I hope they're not playing no music that get me copyright strike. I'm going to listen to it. Maybe I can mute it or something. But yeah, the whole genre is going down the drain. All right. So let me play this Daddy Yankee thing for y'all real quick, man. And if you speak Spanish, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah.
Este día para mí es el más importante de mi vida. Y se los quiero compartir porque no es lo mismo vivir una vida de éxito que una vida con propósito. Por mucho tiempo yo intenté llenar un vacío en mi vida que nadie pudo llenar. Trataba de rellenar y buscar un sentido a mi vida. En ocasiones aparentaba estar bien feliz, pero faltaba algo para hacerme completo. Y les tengo que confesar que ya esas vidas terminaron. Alguien pudo llenar ese vacío que sentía por mucho tiempo. Me pude dar cuenta que para todos era alguien, pero yo no era nada sin él. Pude recorrer el mundo durante años, ganar muchos premios, aplausos y elogios, pero me di cuenta de algo que dice la Biblia. ¿De qué le vale al hombre ganar el mundo entero si pierde su alma? Por eso esta noche reconozco y no me avergüenzo en decirle al mundo entero que Jesús vive en mí. También lo reconocerá delante de mi padre. Muchas gracias. Ahora, el que me conoce por Daddy Yankee, que diga es Daddy Yankee en Cristo, Raymond Ayala en Puerto Rico. Se acabó una historia y va a comenzar una nueva historia. Un nuevo comienzo que tenga en mi poder, como la música, las redes sociales, las plataformas, un micrófono, todo lo que Jesús me entregó es ahora para el reino. Muchas gracias, Puerto Rico, y espero que ustedes caminen conmigo en este nuevo comienzo. Y espero que se les grabe algo bien importante. No sigan a ningún hombre. Yo soy un humano. A todas las personas que me siguieron, sigan a Jesucristo. Él es camino, la verdad y la vida. Muchas gracias. Dios los bendiga.
Yeah. So if y'all wasn't paying attention, he basically explained that, you know, with him having social media and being an influence over people and holding a microphone to control people, you know, he decided to give his life to Christ. Now, this could go in hand to hand, you know what I'm saying, with the whole thing I'm about to show y'all about the genre of reggaeton being sued. Now, I'm going to show y'all this real quick. The genre of reggaeton is being sued, completely sued by the dancehall community. All right, now, I haven't saw this video. I didn't watch it, but I glimpsed over it. And, you know, I thank God that he showed me to see this and share it with y'all, because everything is all connected. You know what I'm saying? Jeremiah Davis, thank you, man. I appreciate you. He said, what's going on with Diddy? I really don't want to speak about Diddy. I really don't. I really don't want to talk about him too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that guy, he fighting his own demons right now. You know what I'm saying? And then you got niggas like 50 that ain't gonna take they foot off his neck. So, I mean, the point of talking about Diddy right now, you know what I'm saying, is pointless. But I'm gonna show y'all this video here that basically is in the same situation.
If he has a valid lawsuit, he should pursue it. And yeah, listen to this.
A Jamaican dancehall producer is essentially claiming ownership of the entire reggaeton genre and suing hundreds of artists for copyright. This goes all the way back to 1989 with producers Steely and Clevy, who produced a beat called Fish Market. The beat was then heavily sampled into the hit song Dembo by artist Shabba Rux. The song was an explosive hit and went on to win him a Grammy and has since been called as the song that birthed reggaeton. His song has also been sampled hundreds of times. Steely passed away in 2009, but Clevy, along with a representative for Steely, are now suing almost the entire genre of reggaeton. Some of the genre's biggest artists were consolidated into a single action. Bad Bunny's lawyers argue that they are trying to monopolize practically the entire reggaeton musical genre for themselves by claiming ownership of musical compositions sampled by over 100 artists and more than 1,600 songs. Bad Bunny himself, in the lawsuit, is accused of copyright for 77 songs. They also said that the rhythm is the building block of the entire genre, and that copyrightable elements such as melody and lyrics are not included in the case. I'm going to show you all the beats for the two songs. Let me know what you guys think in the comments.
Yeah, Shabba Ranks, I want a song with Carl with them on this track. And yeah, if this guy got a valid point, he should go after them, man, because they don't be giving no credit. They're making millions and millions and millions. You know what I noticed with dancehall? Everybody always take a piece of it and do their little own thing, but they never give the credit that's due. A lot of dancehall artists produce a lot of stuff for hip-hop and R&B and, well, you see, reggaeton, whatever, and they never gave credit. They never went back and said, yo, here's a check, blah, 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 this is that and the third. So, yeah, they making millions. This man went in the studio, put in his time, and if it was the other way around, these people would have sued. But You know what it is. If you notice, their music is heavily sampled off dancehall. Our music is heavily sampled, and people never give us our credit, nor flowers, nor nothing. So if he has a valid point and you want to go through with his lawsuit, go through with it. This has nothing to do with him not liking them, or because Russian, if I'm not mistaken, Russian work with a lot of Hispanic artists. But the crazy thing I don't understand is that how you sample somebody's stuff and you don't give them their flowers, you don't pay them for their work, This man put his hard-earned time and effort into making this beat, whatever, Fish Market rhythm, and he doesn't get paid. And the building block is built off that. Everything is built off that. Everything is sampled off of that. Now, hopefully this doesn't cause no conflict, because I think everybody should get paid for whatever they do. And I don't think a person should be dragged, because like I said before, if it was the other way around, they'll be suing us too. Unfortunately, we don't get down like that. And whenever we did, like Ghost used to take a lot of people's songs and sample them, and I think Tony Curtis and a couple of other artists, but they couldn't put it out and say it's theirs. They have to put it out and say this song was written, and da 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 da. They got to give full credit to the people and that write the song, because if they don't do that, then they could get sued. And a couple artists went to jail actually for copy infringement and shit like that. I think Ghost got locked up a couple of times for stealing people's music, and copy infringement is stealing. So this could open up a big can of worm on reggaeton, because they have taken our music and they don't want to give no credit, no flowers or anything of the sort. I don't want to sound like I'm even going on a rant, but yo, give us due to Caesar to Caesar. Point blank, period. That's all it is. Over and out.
Y'all noticed that Daddy Yankee name was on that list? Maybe that is the reason why he decided to give his life to Christ. Because it's a business at the end of the day. You know, it's a business. So, you know, once you get wind of, you know, copyright infringement and all of that stuff, they can take Gasolina, all of that. Tunemo Gasolina. They take all of that. They taking all of that. They coming for all of that. Every song you did. And mind you, that was back in the day. I was like 15 when that song came out. Tunemo Gasolina. I was 15 when that song came out. You heard? 15. So you gotta go back the years that Daddy Yankee and all of these reggaeton artists was doing music. You know, the dance hall community is now like, yo, listen, man, we coming for ours. You know what I'm saying? Wagwan, what happened to them? You steal my beat? Wagwan, you steal my beat? Give me my beat. Give me my payments. For my bust your blood clot. Wagwan. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get your bread. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get your bread. BP was popping, my nigga. I see you in the chat. You heard? Lady Love said they started this sound in PR back in 1995. Y'all should have been sued. Ooh. She ain't lying, though. She's not lying. She's not lying. You know what I'm saying? She's not lying. Because they should have been had that shit. You know what I'm saying? They should have been had it. But I just see a lot of this stuff in the music industry to be false. You know? And a lot of children want to be rappers. And I say children because a lot of these 17, 18, 19-year-old young men and women want to be Sexy Red, Rod Wave, NBA Youngboy, Lil Durk. They want to be these people. You know, they see the things that they have on Instagram and, you know, and these videos and the chains and all of this stuff. And in all reality, man, it's just, it's a false reality, man. You know, you come in the game broke, you leave broke. You leave with nothing. Look at P. Diddy, for instance. Y'all want to talk about P. Diddy? Look at P. Diddy, for instance. Okay? That's a prime example. You come in the game with nothing, you leave with nothing. Now you got all of these women coming out the woodworks talking about, he touched me inappropriately, I want to get paid. Now you got to pay her too. You got to pay her too, dawg. See, it's a price for fame. All of that stuff is temporary. You know what I'm saying? All of it is temporary, man. Ah, man, I'm going to read y'all comments and I'm going to end this live. We talked about enough. Doc Migo said, Wagwan, brethren. Y'all see it? You know what I'm saying? Listen, motherfuckers be like, yo, Jay, how you got all of these damn accents down packed, man? I grew up in New York City, man. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody out here. You had Jamaicans down the block. You had Haitians down the block. You had Indians down the block. You had the white man in Manhattan. You had everybody out here. Mexican. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is out here. So I be around a lot of people. I'm a people's person. So I try. When I talk to a Jamaican, a real patois Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying to figure out what they be saying. Because sometimes they talk fast as hell. And I be like, what? Say that again? You know what I'm saying? All I know is Rosedale Rochdale. Wagwan. You go? Shout out to my nigga Country on Jamaica Avenue, man. If you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? But Rome says something disturbing. He said he signed his blood contract. Rome, I hope you didn't do that, bro. I really hope you didn't do that. Because if you did, you're going to have to pay the piper. And I'm not talking about R. Kelly. Right, that shit come with a price, though. I'm trying to just tell y'all, man. Niggas will never learn. Salute to y'all. I'm going to read y'all comments before I end the live real quick. I've been on here 50-something minutes. Lightbear, AJ, do YouTubers sell their soul for likes and donations? LOL. Yeah, they do. Believe it or not, yes, they do. And the sad part about that is that, you know, and mind you, I told y'all the story. I've been approached about twice. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like two or three times I've been approached. You know what I'm saying? And ever since I said no, they stopped reaching out. Which is kind of funny to me, you know, but I spoke to the motherfuckers on the phone. They called my phone. I gave them my personal number, not the number that you see on YouTube, but I gave them my personal number. And I said, yo, call me. They called me. We talked on the phone. It was a white guy, apparently. And he's like, hey, we want to take control of your YouTube channel, but you got to do this. Basically saying that I had to promote their products, right? In all reality, you're going to take control over my YouTube channel. So if I say something wrong, I lose my channel. How does it go? Yeah, man, it's crazy. I appreciate all of y'all, man. Salute to Lyricist, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all go check Lyricist's music out, though. Lyricist is actually a dope rapper, though. Like, she's actually a great rapper. I'm not gonna lie. Lyricist, like, on some real stuff, Lyricist is really, really, really a great rapper. Like, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna lie. I listen to Lyricist over Nicki Minaj or Sexy Red. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got bars. But Lyricist, I want to say this to you. Can I give you a bit of advice? I really personally think that you should go into battle rap and cook them women that's in battle rap. Because they not that good. They not as good as you. So Lyricist, if you hear me right now, get into battle rap. And put the positive bars that you spit in the battle raps. Listen, y'all, Lyricist is a dope rapper. I'm not just saying that. I promise you that she can really rap. She can really rap, man. She really can. But yeah, man, just like I said, man, y'all have to be careful. With dealing with this industry, man, it's very evil, man. Like, You know what I'm saying? I try my best to, you know, to do these videos to inform people. I know a lot of people that's in the chat right now. Y'all didn't heard this stuff already. Y'all know it already. But I keep doing these videos for new people. You know what I'm saying? Every day I gain a new subscriber. Every day. You know what I'm saying? And I have to speak to them. So if you heard it already, oh, Jay, keep talking about the same thing. I understand. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I have to speak to people that didn't get this message. You know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? But I appreciate all of y'all, man. I appreciate all of y'all. Mr. Mystery said, what's the gematria in her name spelling? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, Lyricist is dope, though. That's all I could say. Lyricist is dope. And mind you, y'all, a lot of y'all dudes, man, listen, man, get you a camera. Listen, man, get you a camera. If income tax time is coming, get you a camera. Find two dirty niggas on your block. Make them niggas rap battle. Put it uploaded on YouTube and start a battle rap league. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Start a battle rap league, man. Get you some money. Get a camera. That's all you need is a camera and two microphones. And yo, you rap. Go to the hottest dude in your neighborhood. Yo, you rap. And put them together. Yo, we gonna do the battle rap. Get a bunch of people around. And start a battle rap league, man. I like battle rap, but I don't like what Smack did. You know what I'm saying? You know, but here we are today. Here we are today. Maria Grady said, yeah, Scarlett did the Vow of Silence. She sold out. Scarlett is an industry plant. Nobody knows where she's from. All right? I don't care if y'all in the Bronx and y'all mad at me. Scarlett is an industry plant. And that's, I said it. All right? I said it. I don't even know where they found her. Her story don't add up. I'ma leave that alone. All right, I'm going to leave it alone, but I'm just going to say something. I know, like, if nobody know where you from, like, where you from? I'm from South Jamaica, Queens. Rockaway 140th, 155, God Brewer, the North Conduit, Kennedy Plaza. That's where I'm from. Type in Kennedy Plaza. I grew up in them buildings. Anybody could tell you that. I got people in the industry that could vouch for that. That can vouch, yeah, that nigga from Southside, man, yeah. Why you think my channel ain't get shut down yet? These people know who I am. But on that note, I'm off this, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm off this. I just wanted to tell y'all, be very careful. And if you want to do something in life, just do it. But don't sell your soul to do it, though. All right, that's the message I want to give y'all. Don't sell your soul to do nothing in this world. Whatever your belief is, what your belief is, all right? But don't sell your soul to do shit, because it ain't worth it, man. It ain't worth it, man. God bless y'all, man. And I hope y'all have a blessed day today. Peace and blessings. I'm going to be dropping a video for y'all tomorrow on this channel, about child star actors. Stay tuned. 8 a.m. I'm dropping. Peace, y'all.